Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
And as I ended last week's show, I talked about this hurricane heading into Texas. Wow. If only I had known how bad it was going to be. Hi, everybody. This is Michael Crows, and I am your geek. Yeah, right here at Ask the Garden Geek. What a mess. What a absolute mess that the people in Texas are going through right now. My former brother-in-law's daughter is in Houston. Her and her boyfriend got out prior to the hurricane coming and went to Austin, where they are now stuck until it's safe to go back. They have been told that the home that they were living in was mostly underwater, so they lost everything unless they took something with them. I have no idea. Have not been in any communication. My former brother-in-law, David, has only had sporadic communication with them, and they know nothing themselves because they're not allowed to go back. So it's going to be a while. His job is in Houston, and he can't go back to his job because the law office that he worked in was also underwater. So I tell you what, this looks bigger than Katrina as far as overall damage. It just looks bad. There's hundreds of, or thousands of homes that have just been destroyed. When you get that much water in a house, that's it. I mean, the house is toast. You got to rip out all the drywall. You got to rip out all the flooring. You got to throw everything in that house away. I remember when Hurricane Charley worked its way into Florida, south of us, but part of it did damage up here. And my father-in-law at the time has a condo up in Newport Richey, which was pretty far away, but there was enough wind that it took off, part of his roof, and they got flooded. They got like 5 inches of water in the house, which, by the standards of what these poor people in Texas are going through, is nothing. I'm going to tell you, he lost all of his furniture. With 5 inches of water in the house, they removed all of his furniture, trashed all of his furniture, all of his flooring. They had to cut into the drywall. I think it was 2 or 3 feet up all through his whole unit. They had to replace the whole kitchen. They had to replace all the cabinets in the bathroom. It was all the tile in the bathroom. It was a giant mess. He was out of his condo for 2 months. Lived in a hotel for 2 months. I got news for you. There ain't enough hotels out there to house all of these people. There's just not. I don't know what they're staying in schools and churches and furniture stores and places like that. But, they've got to do something. The water has not receded in some areas. And and I don't know when it's going to. It's just a mess. It is just absolutely a mess. I implore you to go to the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, whoever you choose to donate to help this, do this. Please, I encourage you. And the other thing you can do is think very good thoughts for these people. Think strong, positive thoughts. That's all I can say. This thing hit down in Atella, which is an island off of Colombia, down that way. I have a girl I went to high school. Her and her husband lived down there, and they're Facebook friends of mine. And I remember they said, oh, this tropical storm is going to come through right over the top of our island, and then it was predicted to go into South America, Mexico, or somewhere over there. And it was just a tropical storm. And they, you know, it was a rain event for them. And then the next thing I know, you know, I wasn't paying attention. I made sure that they were okay. You know, they announced that they were okay. They were good. And then the next thing you know, they say it's heading to Texas. But they say, oh, don't worry. It's going to be a tropical storm. And it's just going to be a rain event. There's going to be moderate flooding. This is what they were saying when I put this radio show to bed last Thursday. When I put the weekend show to bed on Thursday, that's what they were saying. And the next thing you know, it is a Category 4 hurricane when it hits. And here's the bad part about this. I've been through a lot of hurricanes. I've lived in Florida since 1964. I've been through a ton of hurricanes. Had the thing come through and just kept going, it would have been fine. It didn't do that. It came through, curved around, went back out into the water, came up, hit it again, went back out into the water, and hit it a third time. All the time, continuously raining. Can you imagine that? I mean, those poor people who were trapped in their homes, there was nothing they could do. There were heroes out there rescuing people. And nobody knew when the rain was going to stop. Finally, when this thing hit land the third time, it started heading north to where it could dissipate and be done with. Although a lot of rain hitting Louisiana also, as I see. It's a bad problem, you know? It's kind of hard to sit here and talk about, you know, planting petunias. Speaking of petunias, though, I am going to lighten things up a little bit. Up until this morning, and I'm recording this on Thursday, by the way, Thursday, the 31st of August, I had 4.9 grandchildren. And my daughter had supplied me 2.9 of those grandchildren. A little afternoon today, she supplied me with a granddaughter, who I have lovingly called Petunia. Now, my daughter and her husband have not named this child yet. They have some ideas, but they're worried about the spelling. You know, this is what they're doing. They've got some ideas, but they're worried about the spelling. So nobody's named this child. So I named the child. I just did. I'm grandpa, right? And I call this child Petunia. She's a beautiful little tiny baby girl. And she is absolutely adorable, tiny little thing. And I just seen pictures. I was, you know, I knew it was happening today because she was having a C-section. And, you know, in the midst of all kinds of things, they live out in Dodge City, Kansas, out in the middle of nowhere. And she went to the hospital and had a C-section and came out with Petunia. And people on Facebook are saying, what are their parents going, you know, because I said, you know, I got a grandchild that I call Petunia. And he said, well, what are their parents going? I said, hey, it doesn't matter because, you know, they have now three children and I renamed every one of them. My oldest grandson by my daughter is Boodlebutt. I've always called him Boodlebutt. Every time I see him, he calls me Grandpa, I go Boodlebutt. And then he has a little tiny brother who is barely two. And I call him Baby Boodle. And now, this adorable little girl, who I have now named Petunia. None of these are their real names. I'm not going to tell you their real names, because I don't use their real names. But those are the names that I have given them. So, how's that? I think that's pretty good. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. By the way, I'm the same way with board operators in radio. Throughout the years, the 35 years that I've been doing this, that I've been doing radio now, I've had many, many board ops. And the very first thing I do when I get a board op is I give them a new name. They all get a new name. And then here's the tragic thing about this. That name stays with them their whole career. There are people running around in radio. A lot of them are still in radio. And they really don't want the name that I gave them. But they have that name. I have given them that name, and that is their name forever. They just have to keep that name. One of my board ops was a young man by the name of Jay Corley. He became Robert John Joseph Billy Goat Mike Thomas Sweet Daddy Henry Jay Corley III. Still is. There was another one I named Billy the Board Op. Oh, he hates that name. Billy the Board Op hates that name. And he has not been my board op for 26 years. And to this day, he works in the Tampa Bay market now. To this day, people call him Billy the Board Op, and he cringes. I gave that to him. And I'm proud that I gave him that name. I just absolutely am. Oh, well, we will get back to Garden Talk, I promise. So, there's other segments that will happen very soon that we'll get back to talking gardening. But now I had to talk about that terrible hurricane, and I had to kind of brag about my little baby petunia. Oh, this is Ask the Garden Geek.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
So as we get into fall, people start thinking about pruning, and well, definitely, even through the summer, people are trimming their hedges. Except me. I just didn't get around to it too much this year. I have a hibiscus that I cut back, but everything else I just kind of let grow because, I don't know, I just didn't have the energy. Until earlier this week. Oh, by the way, hi everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. I went to my buddy's house down in Seminole, Florida. And he has got a lot of, he's got a lot of shrubs. He's got some viburnum odoratissimums on his back, the whole back part of his yard. He's got some podocarpus up front. And he's just got a bunch. So he has always had a power hedge trimmer. I have never been, you know, he had a gas-powered hedge trimmer. I've never been a big fan of gas-powered hedge trimmers. I'm more meticulous. I like to do it by hand. I've used the power ones before, but I just prefer, it's just kind of a zen thing for me. Of course, I don't have as much as he does to trim. If I did, I might, I did at one time. At my house in Tarpon Springs, I had four times as much as he did, yet I still did it by hand. I still did it by hand. But, I was younger then, too. I was like 30. But he called me up. He goes, you got to come see what I got. I said, okay. And he goes, you can help me trim my hedges. I said, I knew there was something involved in this. He goes, nope. He says, you get to watch. I might let you try it out. I said, okay, what do you got? I go down there. He has this Toro electric hedge trimmer. Now, here's the best part. I at one time had an electric hedge trimmer that I never used. I just never, ever used it. As a matter of fact, I left it with the ex-wife when I left because I never used it. This thing is battery operated. And I'm sitting there saying, all right, with all the hedges you've got to trim, there's no way that this is going to keep the power up. This thing, and I said, it's probably going to be heavy. It's going to be real heavy. I got a hold of this thing. And, see, that was the other thing. When he had his other power trimmer, the gas-powered one, he was constantly pulling that cord. You'd take five times, it would get started. There's smoke coming out all over the place. It's loud. It's, I just didn't want to be involved in all that. I just didn't. He has this thing. It's battery powered. It was very light. I held it in my hand. I said, whoa. And I turned it on and, very little noise at all. And he had a podocarpus there. They had some growth coming out the top. He always keeps it squared off, but there was a bunch of growth. I said, I'm going to try this. He goes, go ahead. Zroom. It was a pleasure. Then I did the sides, broom, you know, and I'm just going to, and he showed me, he goes, oh, come back to the backyard. I had been there, I don't know, a week or so ago, and the back had really overgrown. The viburnum motorticum had really, really, really overgrown. He had it all trimmed with this thing, and he had just, you know, he had finished it just a little bit ago. I said, have you had to switch out the battery yet? He goes, no, this is still the battery. And he had the podocarpus in the front of the house to do. I said, well, I'm going to do your podocarpus, you know, because I wanted to. That thing did not lose any power at all. And it's got a long blade to it. It was easy to move around. And by the way, I'm not getting paid for this. I have nothing to do with Toro other than the fact that I love their products. You know, they've never given me anything. But this thing was just outrageous. It was so, so good. And then here's the best part. You know, when you trim like that, you get a lot of debris that hits the ground. And that's the biggest part of the job, in my mind, is cleaning up the debris. So guess what? I know you're thinking, there's going to be some kind of electric solution to all of the debris on the ground, aren't you? You're thinking all of this is going to be, you know, there's some high-tech blower, vacuum, something. That, you know, I'm sure there is, but I got to tell you what, his wife Jan came out and raked all that stuff up and put it all into black plastic bags and hauled it out to the street while we sat underneath the thing after I was done trimming and was drinking lemonade. He was drinking a beer. I was drinking lemonade. And she just did all. I said, Jan, I'll help. She goes, nope, I need the exercise. And she just raked it all up. And I sat there and said, you know, I've been married 3 times. I never had a wife who ever did that. I never had a wife who ever, ever did that. And she just went out and did all that. I was just totally amazed. I said, Ralph, you got this thing down, buddy. You have got this thing down. And when she finished up, she came over, sat down. She goes, I'm having lemonade. And I got up and I went in and I put ice in the glass and everything for her and poured her a great big glass of lemonade. That's the kind of guy I am. But I got to tell you, that Toro battery-operated thing, and it has a charger. You just plug it into the charger, and it's good. You know, I don't know how long it takes to charge, but he's not going to use the thing again for a month. It, you know, maybe he's done with it for the season. I don't know. But it's cool. I said, what'd you pay for it? He said, too much. I said, well, how much is too much? He didn't tell me. But it was expensive. I don't think he wanted to tell me in front of Jan. But it's pretty cool. I was impressed. And he says the next thing he's buying is they've got a cordless edger, and he's going to buy their cordless edger. Now, I've got an electric edger, but mine, you know, has the cord that's attached to it with the blade. And I guess Toro's got one that goes with the battery, and I guess the battery's interchangeable. So he's going to go out and buy one of those because he, like me, thinks that a lawn that is edged well always looks good, and everything always looks good. My lawn looks deliciously good, except for this one little area in the front that chinch bugs came back into. And I sprayed the chinch bugs last week, killed them off. They're dead now. I'm not allowed to put fertilizer on until October 1st. I've got a whole month to go before I can put fertilizer on there. Can I tell you a little secret? Can I tell you just a little bit of secret? I've got about in one bag in my garage, I got about 15 pounds of milorganite. It's real hot in Florida where I live. It's in the 90s every day. I just might sneak out there in the dead of night when nobody's looking with my little, Scott's Whiz electric spreader. And I might dump that milorganite in there. And I just might be testing the spreader. You know, the spreader, I think, may need some work. And I just may have to test it over that area to make sure that the spreader is working so that when it is legally, you know, allowed, and I'll just use up that milorganite to do that because I know that in this heat, that milorganite will break down relatively quickly. It also has a 4.5% iron, if I'm not correct, which will turn that area a nice dark green. And it's got the 5% nitrogen, very slow release organic nitrogen that'll pop that area that is injured right back into the line. and it'll come back. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to do this. I'm just saying that that's something that I could do. Because if I did it, I'd be breaking the rules. And I'm not going to break the rules. Got new batteries from a Whiz spreader, though, I'll tell you that. Ask the Garden Geek.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know
know the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
I had to disappoint a friend this week. I don't like doing that. But, you know, had to be honest. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Crose. I am your chief geek. And in this segment, we're going to talk about pesticides. I have a friend who lives up near White Springs, Florida, right on the Suwannee River, as a matter of fact. He's an old farmer, outdoorsman, really good guy. And, you know, if he had done this the way I thought that he was doing it, I wouldn't have had to disappoint him. He created a pesticide that he uses on his crops. And he says it is very, I've not seen it. I need to go up there. I have not seen it. He doesn't sell it. He just makes it and he uses it on his crops. Here's the problem. It is not a natural pesticide. It has chemical ingredients that he blends together. It has one natural ingredient, but three other chemicals that he blends together. One of them is a petroleum-based chemical. I have sworn myself to secrecy about this. He says that it's non-toxic, but it really kills bugs really well, and he wants to market it. And he says, you know, how do I do this? Well, you don't. You really don't. And I had to explain to him about how pesticides come to market. Now, I guess he can make all this stuff he wants for his own use. You know, this is America. I think he can do that. But the minute that you try to sell it, it becomes something totally and completely different. We have pesticides. Years and years and years ago, believe it or not, used to be regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. And then under Richard Nixon, that was broken off, and it was a new bureaucracy was created under Nixon called the Environmental Protection Agency. But they kept the rules the same, pretty much, on how pesticides are regulated and what you want to do if you create a pesticide. Now, my buddy who created this pesticide, here's the rules if he wants to do this. Now, I tell you what, let's not talk about his pesticide. Let's talk about another one that you all know about. Let's talk about Roundup, okay, which is a herbicide that has a very bad name for a lot of reasons. But let's talk about it. The active ingredient in Roundup is something called glyphosate. It is a chemical. It was created by the Monsanto Corporation. They spent millions of dollars in their lab creating this. Just like my friend didn't spend millions of dollars, but he spent a lot of time in his gardening shed creating his pesticide. Well, Monsanto spent a lot of time creating this herbicide. And they said, wow, this is pretty cool. We want to bring this to the market. Well, here's how you bring a pesticide to the market. It's very much like how you bring a new drug to the market. A lot of people, especially people in our industry, don't realize this. But the way that you bring a pesticide to market mimics pretty much the way a pharmaceutical company brings a new drug to the market. And by the way, many of the largest chemical companies that are out there are also pharmaceutical companies. Lots of them are. Bayer would be one of the best examples. But there's a bunch of them out there, especially years gone by. that were essentially, you know, pharmaceutical companies who also, you know, it's chemistry's chemistry. They also, a lot of these companies, especially the German ones and the Swiss ones, created pesticides. So, you know, the way that you get these things to the market is pretty much the same. Now, the EPA, if you're going to create a pesticide, requires you to do a lot of testing. They want to know a bunch of stuff. And this is what I told my friend. I said, the EPA is going to want to know a bunch of stuff. Here's the most important thing they're going to want to know. They're going to want to know how toxic this stuff is. And in order to find out how toxic this stuff is, you've got to do a bunch of toxicology testing, which cost millions of dollars. And it involves rats or bunnies. But they want to come up with something called an LD50. How many or how much of this stuff can you expose to rats that will give it a lethal dose that will kill 50% of them? That's what they want to know about this. So it requires millions of dollars, and a lot of people aren't going to want to hear this, but it's the truth, millions of dollars of animal testing to determine, you know, just how safe this is. They want you to run it through all kinds of screens to make sure that it is not a cancer-causing agent. They want to know about birth defects. They want to know about all kinds of stuff. So, you know, Monsanto, back when they created glyphosate, if I remember the numbers correctly, spent close to $40 million just on toxicology alone. And this was a long, long time ago, okay? Many years ago. If they were doing this today, they would probably, that $40 million would probably be $200 million. Who knows? The next thing you got to do after you prove that it is something that can be used by people and not kill everybody and not kill the environment, and you know, you've spent all this money on testing for that, you got to prove that it works. So you have to do what's called efficacy testing. And that costs millions and millions and millions of dollars to do, to get this correct. And then you have to, by the way, Monsanto had to do all of this testing and pay for all of it. And they had to submit all of this to the EPA in order to the EPA. Then the EPA looks everything over and EPA says, well, we don't like this. We need you to test this. Or we don't like this. We need you to retest this. And this goes back and forth and this takes years. Just takes years and years and years. And finally, after, I think, Roundup cost something like $90 million to get on the market back then. If Roundup was going to come on the market today, it would cost $300 to $400 million at least that much. But in those days, they spent about $90 million. And that was just to get an EPA-approved label. Can you put it on the market then? Nope, not yet. Nope, there's still more to do. So, you know, now my friend who's created this pesticide using these chemical compounds, he's got to do all of that and spend a lot of money, which he doesn't have. He's basically a handyman repair person, but a handy guy, you know, came up with this. But this is what he has to do in order to get this done. And this is what Monsanto had to do. But then the next thing has to be, it has to be registered in most of the states. Some states don't require, some states will say, if you've got an EPA registration, you're fine with us. But most of the states require their own registration. So you have got to submit your EPA label to these states. And some states, like California and Florida, want more than that. They want to see test results having to do with this, that, or that. So you got to submit all of that, which costs lots and lots and lots and lots of money. So now you've got this thing registered in every state that you want to sell it in, which, by the way, is going to take another year at least to get this all done. And you've got this all tied up. Then you've got to convince people that it's a good product to use. Now, I remember when Roundup hit the market. And before Roundup hit the market in the landscaping business, and that's what I am familiar with, is in the landscaping business, everybody was pulling a lot of weeds, or they were spot spraying the weeds with something like Diquat or something that did a top kill. Roundup was a herbicide that you sprayed it on the green part of the plant, and it translocated through the plant to the root and killed the entire plant, which made it much better and much more effective and easier to use. And it would not harm the other plants as long as you didn't get it on the green part of the plant. It was a godsend, but nobody knew about it. You know, when I was in the landscaping business, we didn't know about it. So Monsanto then had to go out and spend millions of dollars by sending all kinds of people out to show people in the industry this wonderful product and what it's good for and show all their test results. And they had to give a bunch of it away to get you, you know, to get you started with it. And when it hit the market, it cost $120 a gallon. Their cost for making it was about $4 a gallon. That $120, you know, that extra money was to get back their 90-some million dollars. So that's how you make a pesticide. It's just something that you can't cook up in the sink like my friend did and, you know, put it out on a store. It just doesn't work that way. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
May I be so bold as to go slightly off topic? Oh, I do it all the time. So why would I, you know, even ask if I should? But I feel a little bit important that I'll do this quickly. Oh, hi, everybody. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross, and I am the chief geek. And I got a rather long and detailed email from somebody who listens to the show. And I'm not going to tell you what market they listen to the show in, but it's a reasonably good-sized market. And they advertised on the station that carried my show. They bought advertising to promote their business. And they were writing me to complain that the advertising didn't work. And you know what I did? They left their phone number. I called them up. And I found out, you know, I said, well, let's talk about this and tell me about your business. And this was a guy who had a landscaping business. And he was I said, what did you want from the advertising? He said, I wanted people to spend money with me. I said, well, I understand that. But, you know, we've got to get, we need to get a little bit more specific about that. What did you want from that? And you know what, if you're listening to the show and you have a business, this is going to help you. Trust me. Because, you know, radio advertising is extremely, extremely effective, but you have to do it correctly. If you don't do it correctly, it isn't going to work. I said, who did you speak with at the station? Because I wanted to talk to the person at the station. You know, I wanted to work with these people. You know, I want a happy client. That's when I found out he didn't work with anyone. I'm making terrible noise with my chair. I apologize. He didn't work with anyone at the station. He bought this from a third party who buys time on the station. Well, that's a mistake number one. Deal with the radio station. But the first thing that you have to do, and I'm going to go over this very quickly, is I had to ask him, I said, who is your audience? And he said, my audience is adults, you know, age of 25 years old up to 70. I said, okay, that's pretty easy to do. I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a hold of the radio station. I don't want you to talk to this third party. I want you to call the sales department of this radio station. And you want to know what the ratings are during the day. I said, you know, it's nice that you're going to buy ads on my show. That's good. But you want to buy ads during the time when the most people are listening that are part of your market. I said, so that's what you want to do. The station is a talk station, it's the kind of station where people listen. You know, it's just not, it's not background music. So talk stations are stations that people listen to. And I kind of cheated and kind of looked. And the station that he was advertising to is exactly the market that he wants. But what he did is he had five commercials that didn't sell anything, that basically promoted some kind of a nonprofit brought to you by this guy's landscaping. And that doesn't do anything. If you want to, if you have a business and you want more customers, and our station that you're listening to right now fits your demographic, which if you're listening to it, it does, because, you know, you are listening. It's a talk station. If you have a business, if you have a restaurant, if you have an air conditioning repair, if you're a mortgage broker, we have your listeners. We have them. But don't think that you can buy three spots or five spots and hope for the best. It doesn't work that way. You need to, you know, and you don't have to spend a ton of money, but you have to spend money over a long period of time. And my suggestion to this guy was to buy, and I just kind of looked at everything, and I did not know what the rates were, but I said, buy two spots a day to run at about the same time. And I told him, you know, buy those two spots a day, run the spots 5 days a week, and sign a 13-week contract. He goes, 13 weeks. I said, 13 weeks. I said, nobody's going to even call you for the first 4 weeks. If they do, that's a bonus. And they very well may. They probably will. But I told him, you know, but it's fact. Consistency. People want to know you and hear you and love you. And if they hear the commercial over a period of time, they're going to get used to it. And when they want their air conditioner fixed, they're going to say, hey, I heard this guy on this radio station and I liked him. I'm going to do this. My personal thing is, don't let the radio station make the spots for you. You go to the radio station and you make the spots. They'll help you. That's my personal thing. And it, again, it depends on your business. If you're a car dealership, no, don't do your own spots. If you're a car dealership, I have done spots for car dealerships before, and it's a lot of work and it's a lot of technical stuff. But if you are have an air conditioning repair service, or if you're a mortgage broker, or if you have a restaurant, you go down to that radio station, you march yourself down to that radio station, you buy 13 weeks worth of spots, you have them help you make your 30 or 60 second spot, you run two spots a day, 5 days a week, I guarantee you it will be money very well spent. Money very, very, very well spent. There. That's simple. Now, I'm almost out of time, and I have one quick gardening question that I must get to that was sent to me. So, the question that I got was, Michael, I have a bunch of azaleas. They're in full sun on the side of my house. They're not doing well, and they never bloom. Help. If they're in full sun, you're going to have a hard time getting them to bloom. Here's my suggestion to you, though, and this has worked for other people. I've suggested it to other people, and they've told me that it worked. Go get pine bark mulch. And if there are oak trees nearby and you can get a hold of leaves, take that leaves, and work them in with the pine bark mulch. Use an acid-loving fertilizer, an Azalea Camellia Special. But the mulch is very, very important. And cut them back now. And next year, if you use a good Azalea Camellia fertilizer, right now, as we're going into fall, it's very important that you do that. Do it again in the spring. Use pine needle. I don't edit. We're going, not going back. Pine needle mulch. If you can't find any, go find a pine tree, rake up the pine needles. Use it as the mulch. You will get blooms out of them. Azaleas like to grow under trees. They don't like full sun, but you can get some blooms and make them, you know, look nice. Azalea Camellia Fertilizer, Pine Needle Mulch. Ask the Garden Bee.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,